places had that.
Mm-hmm. Most everybody that had a fireplace had a mantle.
Well, after you burned a lot of wood in your fireplace, you know, that black stuff that would get on the sides of it?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do about that?
On the side, inside the fireplace,
yes,
you couldn't do anything about that. It was pure smut. And it didn't do any good to try to get it off because more would come on it. It would naturally fall off along, and you'd have to sweep it up and take it up and tote it out.
Some people have told me that that stuff could catch fire.
Well, I've heard that too, but we never did have any to catch fire, I don't think. I never did, don't remember it.
Yes, ma'am. What about the, you know, the stuff that was left after you burned a lot of wood in your fireplace?
We just had to have what we called an ash shovel. We had one that was about that long and a long handle to it and a big old bucket. We kept it on the back and we'd bring it in, dip up all of that stuff out of that fireplace and carry it out and pile it down outside the yard in the field. But be sure there wasn't any fire in it. If there was, we poured water on it.
Yes, ma'am. What color were those ashes usually?
Well, I don't know. They just... Sometimes they'd be sort of smutty looking if you burned a lot of it, that pine.
I reckon it might have depended on what kind of wood you
mm-hmm.
burned or something.
Oak
like
wood
that.
Ashes wasn't as dark as the pine ashes were.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
Store or something. I've got a freezer. But you've got to thaw it before you can cook it. And if I don't think to take something out at night, well, there we are next day then. Nothing thawed up. Lori, if you want to go to the store, and I've got to have a can of Angel Flake coconut. And if you can find one of those little coconuts, they're too little, but I got to have one. I want to make me a coconut cake, and I haven't got enough of coconut. Shake it and see that it's good and heavy and plenty of milk rattles in it. I saw a busted one up there the other day. But if you can find one...
If there's one busted, it's not going to be heavy.
It's not going to be worth a flip. If you can find a good one, you know how to examine them. Bring me one of those coconuts and a can of the Angel Flake coconut. I'm going to put it in that orange slice coconut cake. Orange slice candy cake, you know. And a jar of that Kraft's all lemon juice mayonnaise. Now, you know what that is. If they haven't got that at Grubbs, don't get it at all till we go to the Sunflower or somewhere else. And look there and see what they've got in the way of, if you can see any kind of meat that you think we can fix. They have a good market there.
Is that McGee?
No, Mendenhall.
Oh, Mendenhall. Is that where you do most of your shopping?
Well, there's no store here. There's a filling station down there, and they tell me they put in just a few little things. Kind of, I don't know what. I haven't been in there. They haven't been there very long. And so we just have traded Mendenhall all the time.
Yes,
I get my drugs and groceries and everything up there.
You mentioned when you were talking about your furniture, mentioned a couch. Did people used to have couches in their living room?
The first couch that I ever saw in a living room, my daddy bought it. And it wasn't as long as this. It was, I reckon, about that long. And it was velvet.